Hello, everyone. Welcome to Renaud's Corner. I'm Renaud Mitchell. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you are doing good and you are feeling good today. On today's podcast, I would like to briefly share some thoughts on friendship and the perspective of friendship. And when I say that, I'm just speaking in regards of sometimes, oftentimes, we find ourselves being disappointed, feeling let down, feeling upset, feeling frustrated, feeling confused in our friendships because we're not receiving what we are desiring from that particular friend or friends. And, you know, whether that be love, whether that be attention, whether that be support, there's a lot of things that we deal with that we feel like we're lacking in our friendships. And I wanted to share this. This is something that I was just thinking about that came across my mind is that sometimes we got to think about that the people that we call friends or that we consider friends, they may not have, we got to realize that they may not have the same perspective as we do on that particular friendship. They may not have the same perspective, the same feeling, the same thought processing as you do in your friendship, and that's okay. And I really believe when we realize that, that'll take a huge amount of pressure off of our minds, off of our hearts, and off of the expectations that we have for the people that we call friends or the people that may be acquaintances or associates. You know, it'll take the pressure off to the point where we're not feeling so let down, we're not feeling so disappointed, we're not feeling so confused, we're not feeling so frustrated, or we're not left feeling frustrated or agitated with the people that we call friends or that we consider to be our friend. We won't be easily moved, we won't be easily offended when they lack in some area where when they don't do what you are what you're expecting them to do, or when they're not giving what you are desiring or what you're needing from them, you know, it'll take that pressure off. Even if not a lot, it'll help if we just choose to really shift our perspective to think about that, to think on that of, man, maybe this person that I call friend, maybe they don't really see friendship the way that I do. Maybe that's why they're not truly giving, or maybe they're dealing with, you know, trust issues as far as trusting people. So maybe that's why they're not as supportive as I would like them to be, or as that they could be, or maybe that's why they're not as loving, or maybe they've been hurt, you know, and emotionally by family, by other friends, by other people in life. So maybe that's why they're not fully embracing me as a person, as their friend, or embracing our friendship. Sometimes we gotta take those factors and other factors into consideration before we allow ourselves to be easily offended by or let down by or moved by the lack thereof in our friendships and the people. Not saying that there's an excuse, because sometimes some people just don't pull their weight in friendships. Some people just truly don't care about people. Some people don't care about you as much as you care for them. Sometimes that's just the reality. So they may not don't care the same perspective as you. It just may be that they just honestly don't have it. They don't have it. Some people don't have the heart for friendship. Sometimes some people just don't have the love to give, you know, because of whatever reason, whatever personality barriers that they may have, character boundaries or barriers that they may have. So I'm sharing this because I just want to help us, because it's helping me, because I've been offended many times by people, by the lack of support that people show toward me, by the lack of interest. You know, and these are people that I called friends or that I consider friends that have truly let me down when I've given 100% and they've given me like 25%. You know, and so that's what this has truly helped me. And just thinking this thing through and evaluating friendships. And sometimes that's the thing. Sometimes we got to take a step back and evaluate our friendships and really think about, man, you know, Am I the only one giving 100%? And then, and are they only giving like 50%? Okay, and then, okay, why is that? You know, is there some, you know, and if you can't figure out why, we can't understand why. Sometimes we, and that's the thing, we gotta seek understanding sometimes. And even if that means just having a conversation with that person, that individual, and saying, "Hey, I noticed that, you know, hey, I'm putting in more effort than it's appearing that you are, and hey, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. Or is it me, or is there things going on in your life that factors in your life that's weighing on you, that's causing you not to fully be here for me, or be so and to seek and just really try to seek the understanding and talk it out with the people that you call friends or that you consider friends, and maybe that can and that may communication can help open up whatever it is that is blocking, that's standing in the way of you progressing in that friendship with that individual. And who knows, you know, and know what may come from that. But I just want to share this to say that just keep an open mind, keep an open mind when it comes to navigating through your friendships with people and meeting people, and just really just try to think about sometimes that it, you know, hey, maybe this person doesn't really see, but maybe this person doesn't really know how to be a friend, you know, because maybe they've never had a true friend for there for them. That could be even a perspective as well to go to think about is that. So, you know, and that way make the load on you less heavier, because we put so much stress on ourselves. And when we end up stressing over, man, this person is not here for me like I want them to. Man, this person's not supporting me. They're not in my corner like they said they would be. You know, so many people may have given you their word that they're gonna be there for you, that they're gonna be there to support you, that they're gonna give of their time, they're gonna give of their money to help you, to support you. There's been so many things that people have promised to you, and they haven't fulfilled that promise, and that hurts, and that's not okay. You know, and it's not okay. And on the other side of that, but sometimes we don't know what. We don't know what people are going through in their lives that is causing them to be that way. And again, like I said, some people just drop the ball and just don't even really care, or don't even really, some people don't realize that they drop the ball. And there's so many different scenarios, but I'm not saying that to say that seek understanding, you know, and if you can't get the full understanding of it, you know, just try to just do your best to relieve yourself from the situation by stepping back and be just, you know, just stepping back from the situation and from the friendship, and say, hey, not saying you're giving up on it, but just taking the pressure off of yourself and the stress from you and the frustration from you by just saying, hey, you know what? I'm gonna just check it to the person that, man, maybe they just don't see, you know, see me. Maybe they don't know how to truly love me or care for me, and that's okay. But you know, I'm gonna do the best that I can to them and as a friend and a friend to them. But at the same time, I'm not going to allow it to slow me down in my life from me loving on other people, from me being who God made me to be. You know, that's the mindset that we got to have to continue to work at in these friendships, because friendships are tough. Maintaining a friendship is tough, you know, and sometimes, and that also the difficultness that happens in friendships is that people don't want to try to make people don't want to make friendships work. Some people don't want to make friendships work. They meaning they don't want to put in the time, the effort, the attention to maintain a friendship with people. And that's why friendships are failing these days. That's why people are feeling alone. Honestly, why people are feeling alone, because some people aren't willing to put in the effort and the time to be there for, to truly be a friend to people. To truly be there for people. That's what a friend is. A friend is being there through the thick and the thin, through the ups and the downs, through the twists and the turns, through everything. A person that is just there, and not just physically there, but is also there in communication, available in communication, where they're not just waiting for you to write them, but they're writing you, you know, and it's a continual back and forth flow. It's this fluent flow that should be occurring. And sometimes that gets blocked because of either a person, either you or the other person. There's an issue. There's on either side, there's an issue, and mainly it's because sometimes, again, it's personal issues and things like that. But don't we can't allow in our friendships, we can't allow our personal issues to hinder us from being friends, being a true friend to someone, to being a true friend to people. You know, life is going to happen. Life is happening for all of us, but we still got to realize that, and knowing that life is happening for me, life is happening for you too. So let me choose to be there for you, because I realize that you're going through life as well. So that should help me reach more to you, reach even more to you, and you reach even more to me. Because when we all realize that, man, we are all experiencing life and going through life's challenges, life's victories, life's mountains, life's valleys, when we realize that we all are going through that, that should propel us to want to be there for each other even more than we have been. We got to do better in our efforts towards being there for the people that we call friends. I don't want to be called a friend if I'm not being friendly, if I'm not showing myself friendly to someone, to the people that call me their friend. If I'm not being there for them, then how can I truly call myself a friend to them? If they're calling me friend, but I'm not delivering what a friend is to them, then I'm not being true to who I say I am to them or who they expect me to be. So we got to get better at that. Let's shape up on those areas. Let's sharpen those areas that we need to be personally for us and all as well, you know, so that we can be better friends in our friendship, so that we can bring more to the table. We got to bring more than what we've been bringing to the table in our friendships. And so I said that to say, you know, just really, let's really work on our perspectives. And if you don't know how to be a friend, then seek out information, seek out how to be a friend. If you believe in God, ask God, God, how can I be a friend to this person? Seek him and ask him, God, give me wisdom on how you want me to be a friend, how I can tailor myself to be a true friend to this particular individual, of how do they need me to be. God, help me to know how they need me to be a friend, how I can be a friend to them, you know, so that way you can truly be effective in your friendship, so we can truly see fruitful and blossoming friendships these days, because it's rare to see, and I'm tired of it being a rarity. I'm tired of seeing it as, you know, not just in my life, but I've seen it in other people's lives, other people stating that they don't have no one. You know, I'm like, I'm tired of hearing that and seeing that. So let's do better. Let's aim to keep being more diligent in our friendships and being true friends to the people that we call friends and that call us friends. I love you guys so much, and I appreciate you so much for listening. I'm gonna stop there. But before I do, I just want to say, like I said, like I mentioned previously in this podcast episode, is that, you know, sometimes just take a step back, you know, when you feel like you're getting frustrated, when you feel like you're confused in the friendship of, man, like, I thought they loved me, I thought they said they were going to be here for me, when you feel like in a disarray in your friendships, take a step back to breathe first and to get clarity, to get a fresh outlook on the situation, and just maybe possibly think about that thought of that, man, maybe this person just doesn't know how to be a friend to me, or maybe this person or just realize that, man, this person just doesn't see our friendship the way that I do, or care for our friendship the way as much as I do. And in that, we got to find peace in that, and then realize that, man, that's okay, because I can't make you be what I want you to be to me. I can't make you be a friend to me if you don't want to be a friend to me. You know, so that's the thing. We can't force people to be something that they're not, or that they can't give in that moment, or temporarily if they can't give that. So, you know, relieve the pressure off yourself. Take the pressure off of your mind, your heart. Take the expectations off, so that way you can be at peace and you can walk and live the rest of your life well, not being stuck or caught up on that person or on that particular friendship, because there's many more abundant friendships and blessings that God is surrounding you with or bringing into your life that you need to make room for. So I love you guys so much. I appreciate you for making time to listen. May God continue to bless you and keep you, and may you and go and enjoy the rest of your day and evening and this weekend. May you have a great weekend. And for those who are going on spring break trips and things like that, of that nature, even if you're not doing anything for spring break, may you enjoy your spring break. May you be safe and enjoy the time with the loved ones and the people that are around you. I love you guys, and may you always know that Jesus loves you. Take care, and I look forward to sharing with you on the next podcast. God bless.